shake hands with one another and say congratulations. Pat each other on the back. Say, hey, congratulations. There you go. Oh, I love this. I love this. All right, amen. Now, what are you congratulating each other for? You know what? You won a round in the battle over the flesh this morning. You understand what I'm saying? You got up out of your beds this morning. You said, I'm coming to be in God's house to serve the Lord this morning. You got up and you came. Praise God, you won a battle this morning. You understand that? Now, it would be the first round today. I'm not talking about you won't have to fight any more battles down through this day. But listen to me. You've got one round in, amen? You've got her in. And praise God, I'll tell you what, down through this next week, I can almost guarantee you, you will have battles to fight. It's revival week. I'm telling you, you're going to have them. And I want you to know something. You know what? You can overcome them. Amen? You can win the battle. I want to talk to you about, are you listening this morning? That's what I want to talk about. I've preached along these lines before, but I think it's very important since we're into revival week this week. We're going to be in Matthew, the 13th chapter. And I'm going to read 18 through 23. And also I'm going to go over to James, the first chapter. And I'm going to be around the 19th verse. I'm going to read some different scripture. And whenever I get to these, I'm not going to read all the scripture right now, but I'm just going to read a couple of verses out of it. Then we're going to go with that. I'm going to go ahead and read them. Then we'll have a word of prayer. Let's go to Matthew 13th chapter, verse 18. Now listen. I just want you to listen to the first part. Listen. This says, "Hear ye therefore the parable of the sower." Very plain and very blunt. He says, "Hear." He says, what he's telling us to do is listen. And that's what he's telling us. And over in James, the first chapter, in the 19th verse, it says, "Wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to run their mouth." No. Does it say swift to cause trouble? Does it say swift to go do anything? It says be swift to hear. It says, "Therefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath." I mean, it's just very plain and to the point. But what I want to talk about is, are you listening here this morning? Are you listening? And not just to me, not to this hillbilly of a preacher. I'm talking about, are you listening to God this morning? All right, let us have a word of prayer. Lord, I pray, Father, this morning that you know, Father, that I love you with all my being within me, Lord. I pray, Father, that hearts would be receptive here. I pray, Father, beyond whatever said and done here today, that you would be uplifted, that you would be glorified, Lord. I pray, Father, that down through this week, Lord, as we are prepared for revival, Lord, I pray that our hearts would be stirred. I pray, Lord, that whatever said and done down through this week, that, Lord, that we would listen, Lord, and take it to heed and give you the praise and the glory and the honor for it all. In Jesus' name we pray, and amen. Whenever Franklin Roosevelt was president, he hated to stand in line and receive people. Because you don't want to know why? Because he didn't think people were listening to him. As they would walk by, he would say stuff, but he didn't think they were listening. So one time he told his aides, he said, "Listen, I'm going to experiment today." He was standing at a reception, but he was having a dinner at the White House and had all these dignitaries coming in. And he stood in line and he told, when as they walked by, he murmured to them, "I murdered my grandmother." That's what he said. He actually murmured it to them as they walked by. And you know, this is some of the responses. The guests responded with phrases like, "Marvelous. Keep up the good work." This is what they actually said to him as he mumbled this to them. He said, We are proud of you." You know, he told me murdered his grandmother. "And God bless you, sir." This is some of the responses that Theodore Roosevelt had as he stood there and received people in his line. When it finally come down to the ambassador to Bolivia, walked up to him, and the ambassador to Bolivia, and he said, and he murmured to him, "I murdered my grandmother." And you know what the ambassador to Bolivia said to him? He said, "Rest over his hand, she must have deserved it." But he listened. And you know what? You think, well, that's kind of funny, but you know, listen to me. Revival is upon us. It's here. We will be hearing God's Word down through the week. We will hear God's Word in song and preaching. God's Word will be given to us in testimony. We must make sure that we are not only listening with the ears that God has provided us, or hearing aids, whatever, with the ears that God has provided us, but that we are listening in the heart. That is the most important place. You know, people are going to preach the Word of God to us down through this week. They're going to preach it to us hard, probably. And you know what? Praise God, whenever they do, whether it steps on our toes or whatever it may do, but we need to listen and we need to take it into heart. I believe all are willing to come out and listen and to do God's Word, to have God's Word spoke to us down through this week. We will receive something from God if we are willing to listen with our heart. You understand that? Everybody that makes the attempt to come out to revival this week, or makes the attempt to come to one of God's services, whether it be today, tomorrow, whatever Sunday it may be, whatever Wednesday it may be, whether through the preaching or teaching, I believe that you can receive something from God. I believe that. I believe it. Confirmation for something that's going on in your life. God can do that through His Word. Revelation of God's Word. Have you never sat and listened to somebody else preach? Maybe they'll preach the same scripture over here. And they said, and you're sitting there and said, well, I never seen it that way. I've done that. I've read it. God has confirmed stuff in my life. Maybe healing for your family. For a broken relationship that you're in. Maybe. I don't know. For a marriage that's ready to fall apart. God may have something for someone down through this week. Maybe they're not here, but maybe it's for you to give to them. Amen? Maybe for the healing of the mind, the soul, and the body. And more importantly than anything, maybe there'll be a lost soul come in here that needs to hear the Word of God. And you know what? They can hear it. But God has something for everybody if we're willing to listen to that. Amen? Not only a revival time, but any time. I've said it. Any time that the Word of God is preached, any time that the Word of God is taught, God has something for us. Whenever Jeff was teaching this morning, there was something for somebody to take out of it if we just listen, right? We have the same option. That's why I feel so strongly about that we need to listen to God's Word, and especially down through this week of revival. In Isaiah 55:11, you all know these scriptures. So shall my word that goeth out of my mouth, it shall not return unto me. What? It shall not return unto me void. Whenever God's Word goes out through the preached Word or through the taught Word, it goes out, I'm telling you, it'll go to somebody where it needs to go. It'll go to the heart it needs to go, if we're willing to listen. Hebrews 4:12, for the Word of God is quick, and is powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joint and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Whenever God's good Word goes out, it can just tear you and make you be where you need to be, because God's Word is that powerful. Amen? And it says over in Psalms 119:105, Thy Word is a lamp unto my feet, a light unto my path. You may need guidance. I don't know where you're at in your life today, and I'm going to get to the point of my message here in a little bit, but you know what? We need to be a listener, so why is it important to listen? John 15:3, Now ye are clean through the Word which I have spoken unto you. I'll tell you what, God's Word is what convicted this old boy one day when I heard it preached, when I heard people talking. It convicted me. And you know what I did? I got on my knees. The Spirit of God convicted me through His Word. I got on my knees and I got saved. And that's how that it happens. Amen. God's working. You may be thinking, preacher, we know all that. We know how important the Word is. You may be sitting back here thinking that's right. You know, we've heard this before. The reason I'm emphasizing the point to you, because I want you to listen, and I want you to think about this. I don't want Satan coming after the Word's been implanted in you and stealing it from you. This is revival week. I'm telling you, He will put all manner of things in your way. You may come today and hear something that touches you. And you know what? You go out of here and you let Satan come and take that Word and steal it from you. And then you don't have it then. I want you to understand, it needs to listen. That's why I say, not only listen with your ears, but let it sink down into your heart. Amen? He will do anything to steal that blessing, that confirmation from you, that revelation of God's Word. He'll do that. He'll do anything desperately seeking to try to take that comfort that God may give you down through this week out of your heart. He'll try that. Why? Because Satan is a thief. That's exactly what it is. John 10:10. The thief cometh not, but for to steal and to kill. That's what he's coming for. That's what he does. He doesn't care whether or not you get a blessing from God. He doesn't care about that. As long as he can come by and try to steal it later. As long as he can get that out of your life. I don't want that. And I tell you something here this morning. I know that you don't want it either. You don't want it either. In Matthew, over in 13th chapter, it talks about three different kind of listeners. And I want to go over that a little bit this morning with you. And Matthew says, it says Matthew 13:19. And when one heareth the word of the kingdom and understandeth it not, then cometh the wicked one that catcheth away that which was sown in his heart. This is he which received the seed by the wayside. These type of people, listen to me, you know what? These are the ones who can't seem to understand, they cannot seem to grasp the word when it is preached to them. I don't know, there may be some like that down through here, down through the week. There may be some of you sitting here this morning that maybe do not understand what I'm talking and preaching to you because you cannot grasp what it means to have the Word of God penetrate your heart so bad that you feel like you need to come and make it right with God. There's those people that are like that. These type of people have let so many of the world's views, they've let so many of the thoughts of their minds have become sour and they become cynical in their minds is what they've done. They see themselves as too enlightened to accept what the teachings of the Bible have. I'm way above that. I'm too smart. I'm too intelligent for what the Word of God has to say. Let me put it to you point blank this morning. The Word of God is never below or above anybody. It's where it should be. It'll hit right to the point it needs to be. No matter how smart a person thinks they are, no matter how dumb they think you are, Jesus Christ can still save your soul. In times like this, Satan's that spiritual bird. That's what he's like. He's like that spiritual bird of prey. And whenever the seed is planted in your life, he likes to come in and grab it and steal it right then and get it out of there. Because their hearts have been so hardened that they do not let it sink in. They don't do it. Doubt and skepticism has hardened their hearts to the point where they can't hear the Word of God the way that they should. They don't hear it or see it the way that they should. They just don't do it. They become like this if they are not careful. That's why I say to you, what God's saying is let it sink in. Let it get there. There may be some like that here this week, and we need to pray for them is what we need to do. I want to talk about the second listener that's part of this scripture here this morning too. And that's the shallow-hearted listener. Let's read Matthew 13:20-21. But he that receiveth the seed into stony places, the same is he that heareth the word, and anon with joy receiveth it. Yet has he not root in himself, but dureth for a while, for when tribulations and persecutions arise because of the word, and by it is offended. Listen to me, folks. They start out on fire. I've seen them do this. I've seen many of them do it. They start out on fire, you know, they're quick to receive, they rejoice, but you know what happens? They don't stay with the program. They don't do that. They seem only to show up when there's problems going on in their lives, right? They show up then. And then whenever the problem's gone, it seems like they're out and about. They go again until the next problem comes. I want to be here when the problems of life to hit me, and I want to stay here when they're going to think good in my life. Praise God, I want to be like that. How about you? I don't want to be a shallow-minded listener. And there may be some of those down through the week that may be here. You know what? They may be like that. You may be young or old Christian sitting here today struggling in your walk with the Lord. God still has something for you. You may be like that here this morning. You may be in and out. You may be thinking, you know what? I don't need Him today, but I may need Him next week. I want you to know I need Him every day. You need Him. Over in Psalm 51:12, restore unto me the joy of my salvation and uphold me with thy free spirit. I want you to know it is a joy to serve God. It's a joy to serve the Lord that I serve. If it wasn't, Ryan, I wouldn't get up on a cold morning and come out here and listen to this big mouth preacher. It's a joy. It's a joy to serve God, and not because of who I am or what I've done. It's because of who Jesus Christ is in me. It's a joy to serve Him. Down through this week, with all your heart, tune the world out. Get it out. Let's get it out of here. But believe the world and tune into what God is saying into us. God may be trying to upgrade your roots. He's trying to give you miracle spiritual growth. Amen. Listen, there are going to be preachers that are going to preach this week, and they're going to preach the Word of God to you. I believe it in my heart. I'm standing here. I felt it in my spirit that these preachers coming this week are going to try to encourage you. They're going to try to make you better. They're going to preach with to you and at you. And you know what? We need to grow. We need to take that spiritual miracle, grow, and go with it. Amen? Over in Ephesians 3:17, that Christ may dwell in your heart by faith, that ye being rooted and grounded in His love. Amen? He wants us to have deep roots. He doesn't want us to show up whenever we just feel like it. He wants us to be deeply rooted and grounded in Him, to where no matter what comes, that we can face the troubles in this life. Those who are, you know, and those of you who are strong, we can help, right? Romans 15:1-2 says, "We then that are strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak, and not to please ourselves. Let every one of us please his neighbor for his good to edification." Brothers and sisters, those of us who are strong and those of us who have been serving the Lord, you know what? We can help the weak, but the weak have got to want to be helped, and we have it for them. We can offer them something, and that's Jesus Christ and the Word and the Spirit of God to grow with. Amen? I'll tell you what, the next kind of listener there is, and this fits a lot of us. This fits me sometimes. This is the cluttered heart listener. You know, it talks about that in Matthew 13:22. He also that receives seed among the thorns is he that heareth the word, and the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and he becometh unfruitful. You know what? These have cluttered up their lives with the things of the world. That's what they've done. It's not that they're unsaved, but you know what? These people are a garden, just like a garden being overtaken in weeds. You wanted to see one of them come and look at mine last summer there. It seemed like that thing got overtaken in weeds there for a while. Matter of fact, Greg had to come down brush hogging, didn't you, Greg? But anyway, you know, if you see something like that, and listen to me, if you know that a garden is not going to grow if it has a bunch of weeds in it, right? How do you expect to grow as a Christian if there is lots of stuff in your life that's got your heart cluttered and your mind cluttered? How do you expect to grow? How do you expect to grow? How do you expect to do it? This week, down through this week coming up with revival, we need to get this stuff out of it. God plants the Word, but so much of the stuff gets in the way, we're strangling out God's Word. And then, you know, you may ask yourself, well, what makes you think that about America today? And listen to this. Americans gave $2.9 billion last year to overseas missions. That's great. That is outstanding. I tell you, I'm just so curious. But listen to this. They give $2.9 billion for overseas missions. They gave $8.4 billion to see movies. $13 billion to buy chocolate. $23 billion to buy toys, $58 billion to buy soft drinks, $85 billion for lawn and garden care, $354 billion went to what? Eating out. Eating out in this country last year. I'm not saying all that stuff's bad. I'm just telling you, you know what? We have got stuff in this country that clutters our minds and our hearts, and we have it willing. We have it abundantly. We need to get our sights and our minds on Jesus Christ. We need to get our sights and our minds on our Lord and Savior. We're on revival down through this week. If we want revival in our hearts, if we want revival in our church, let's get our minds uncluttered. Let's get our hearts uncluttered. And let's serve Jesus Christ with all that we have. Amen? Let's do that. Don't let the weeds of worry, don't let that do you. Don't let it tear you down. The nettles of riches, don't let it do that. Don't let the brambles of pleasure take over your heart. Don't let them do that. Let's don't do that. In this country, we can have anything we want, anytime we want it. You know what? And we want what we want when we want it. God and His Son, you know what, have become second place to us sometimes. Amen? That's what's happened. That's what's happened. And I'm sorry to say that it's happened in some Christian, in some churches. It's happened there in some churches. We've taken God out. We've put Him out. And we've let the world take over. And I'm sorry to say we cannot do that. And I'm begging you down through this week, come. Let's listen to God's Word. Let it sink in. Don't let Satan or the cares of this world, you know, steal it from us. As people preach to us, as singers sing to us, and God touches your heart down through the week, and He puts a word in your heart. Just don't let the cares of the world the next day and Satan come and take it out of there. He's got something for us. If you go ask the average person what they're interested in today, you know what answers you'll get? I know what I'll get. I talk to people a good bit. They're interested in sports. They're interested in movies. They're interested in weekly TV shows. They're interested in food. They're interested in cars. They're interested in hunting. They're interested in fishing. And you know what? The farthest thing from their mind most generally is God, Jesus, and going to church. A lot of people are like that. A lot of people, let's don't do that in the church world today. We just don't do that. Unfortunately, sometimes it slips into that, a Christian's life. And I want you to know we cannot let that happen. We can't. We'll let the clutter up our mind and our hearts to the point where we strangle out God's Word. And whenever we do that, it hurts. It hurts us. It hurts our witness. And you know what? We want to see the church on fire for God and continue to grow. Let's get the clutter out of there. And I'll tell you the last one we talk about here, and that's a good-hearted listener. Matthew 13:23 tells us, "But he that received the seed in the good ground is he that heareth the word and understandeth it, which also beareth fruit, bringeth forth some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. The gauge of a good sermon, and I want to tell you this, and you can gauge whether you hear a good sermon or not, is when a person leaves and they're not saying that was a good sermon. That's not the gauge of a good sermon. But whenever they leave, they say, I will do something about what I heard. That's the gauge of a good sermon. There's lots of preachers that can say a lot of good words. And you know what? They can do a lot of different things. But you know what? We need to be able to touch hearts. Amen. We need to be able to touch souls. We need to be able to touch them and say, listen, when they even leave out of here, you know what? That did touch me. I'm going to do something about what I heard. James 1:22 says, But be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For he said, the good-hearted listener sees himself or herself in the mirror of the Word of God, and they will do something about what they see or hear. Amen? Doesn't like what they see. Sometimes doesn't like what they hear. But you know what? They know to make them a better Christian, they need to do what God has them to do. And we need to take the mirror of God's Word, and we need to look at it just like a good-hearted listener does. Down through this week, as revival comes, you're going to hear preachers night after night preach to you, like I said before, and preach at you. Listen, because it's a good term, make sure that it's something that's touching your heart. Amen? James 1:25-22, I'll go down. For if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is likened to a man beholding his natural face in glass, for beholdeth himself and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whosoever looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the word, this man shall be blessed in his deeds. How many times, and I'm going to talk serious with you, how many times have you let God has given you a word? Somebody has preached to you, testified to you, taught you something, and the word of God has got in your heart, and you said, yeah, I need to do that. And you know what? Maybe that day, maybe the next day, Satan has come in and stole that word out of there. And you've forgotten what God has tried to get across to you. I'm telling you, folks, it's revival. It's revival. Let's be revived. Let's let the word sink to where it needs to be. I know even a good-hearted listener can be distracted. This can be especially true, folks, this upcoming week. Even the good-hearted of us can be distracted. I was setting up here getting ready to preach, and Satan was messing with me, trying to get my mind distracted with different things. And I said, Satan, get thee behind me. Satan knows if he can somehow get you off track. Listen to me. He can steal the word out of your heart and revival can go astray. Let's come to services ready and prayed up. Let's do that. Let the Word of God sink in and mold and change us. I feel really strong about this as God's trying to talk to us. I really do. He's trying to talk. He's going to try. There's some of you in here this morning. I'm telling you right now. I know. Because God has talked to me and dealt with me about it. He's trying to talk to you about something. He's trying to show you something that He wants for your life and in your life. He wants you to listen. And I'm begging you, listen down through this week and do not let Satan steal it. Over in Revelation 30:20, Jesus says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice," He said, "and open the door, I will come unto him and will sup with him and he with me." Are you listening? Jesus is knocking at your heart's door. He's knocking, trying. The picture, and I say this again because it's so true, the picture of Jesus standing at the doorknob is not on the outside. There's no doorknob there. Why is that? Because Jesus will not open that door. He's wanting you to open it to let him in. He's wanting you to do it. He's not saying, "Let's do lunch." He's saying, "Let me do your life." That's what he's saying. Praise God. Praise God. Revival's here. Are you ready to listen? Are you ready to not let Satan steal what you hear? I'm here to tell you, I believe we're ready. I believe we're ready. Come to this church tomorrow night. Come to this church tonight. Come to church every Sunday, every service. Well, I noticed that. Come to this church every service, prayed up and ready to be lifted up. Can we do that? I think if we do that, I'll tell you what, this church would grow. And I'm not talking about just numbers. That right here is one of the things that just comes with if we mind God. But it'll grow spiritually to where you cannot believe what it'll be like. You cannot. All right, I think I'm going to get a song. I'm done.